Dice in Progress.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Dice in Progress, an actual play RPG podcast where each season we select a different system and GM to explore an adventure in a new world. Today we will be playing Heroes of the Stars, written by Layhart and published by Red Star Games, set in the 2015 reboot of Bionicle. My name is Sarah Fragon, my pronouns are she, her, and I will be your GM today.
Hi, I'm Melody. My pronouns are she and they in varying measures, and I play Malice.
I am Marceline. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Borella.
And my name is Catherine. I'm playing Tapdax, and my pronouns are she, they.
Long ago on the island of Okoto, a battle raged between two brothers. Ikimu, the Master of Light, sought to protect the Okoshins, while Makuta, the Master of Shadows, sought ultimate power. They fought to a standstill, and each sought aid in their battle. Makuta summoned fearsome pirates and the fabled Shadow Hunter. But six heroes fell from the stars, the Toa, Master of the Elements. Together they defeated Makuta and his minions before returning to the heavens. 100 years have passed. Ikimu and Makuta have not been seen since that fateful battle. Left to forge their own destiny, the Okoshins explored and settled on new islands, meeting new peoples and new tribes. Many have since risen to take on the mantle of heroes, and perhaps today a new legend shall be written in the world of Bionicle. Our tale begins on a small sailing ship carrying three particular passengers. They all have one thing in common. They were selected by their respective tribes to investigate the sudden disappearance of seafaring traders from the neighboring island of Kavoto. This is an unfamiliar land to them, and they must be prepared for anything. The Okoshin steering the ship turns to his passengers and asks, "So, adventurers, why don't you tell me a little about yourselves?"
"All right, well, how many hours do you have for this ride? Because it's a lengthy tale."
"Okay, we've got nothing but time."
"Okay. Well, I am pretty simple, as all things are considered, a lowly butcher and gatherer for my tribe. I've been at my craft for as long as I've been able to stand on 2 feet. Just for the brief version."
"What's your name?"
My name is Borella. I am a Uma."
What is your elemental tribe and your mask power?"
Well, my particular tribe is ice, but I have a water mask myself, personally."
"Okay. What about the rest of you?"
"You know, your vision seems not really great if you can't tell what species we are."
"I left my glasses at home."
"Name's Malice. Powered Okoshin. Stone tribe. That's all you need to know."
"All right, I guess I'll leave this one alone. How about you there?"
"I am Tapdax. I am the next great warrior, just like my father and my father's father and my father's father before him of the Skull Tribe."
"Ooh, spooky. We don't get many Skull Warriors around here."
"Not many of us leave very often, but I need to prove myself, so I came along."
"Nothing wrong with a little self-fulfillment here."
"You know, you didn't even ask me about my mass power."
"You told me that I shouldn't."
"Malice's left arm is, Malice's right arm is made of gel, and he turns the hand into a pair of blades."
"Okay."
"Convenient."
"Out of character, why not the three of you describe what each of you look like?"
"I'm quite tall. Most of my predominant armor pieces are white, and I have across my chest, underneath slight parts of my armor, are translucent purple. And I stand with proper antlers, though one has been shorter or well misshapen to be marginally shorter than the other."
Crap, I should have brought Malice's model in with me.
Look at the picture.
So Malice is mostly gold with a little bit of gunmetal. He has a gunmetal blaster. His mask is gold. He has what looks like a tan scarf covering up the bottom half of his face. And as I mentioned earlier, His right arm is made out of a green gel, with the hand able to morph into a double-sided blade.
Okay.
Tat-Tax is a tall, imposing skull warrior. They're wearing a blue mask with white, blue, and orange armor. Strapped to their back is a large warhammer with a head that is the size of your head. They absolutely love that hammer. They love to use it, and they love to smash with it.
Very cool. I think we now know what all of our characters look like.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, the shore's coming awfully close. Y'all just about ready?
Yeah, my stomach's been turning every wave we've hit for the last 10 miles, it feels.
I've wanted to get off this boat since I got on.
You're a lively one.
Thanks.
Alright then. Here we are. I've been instructed to wait for you for 3 days. If you don't show up by then, I'll just assume that you have perished in your journey and I'll go get 3 more. So, good luck to you, adventurers.
Great. We're expendable.
Lovely boat of confidence here.
You arrive at the docks of the Kavotin Village of Water, home to the sailing merchants. It's hard to see through the thick fog, likely caused by a recent storm. Reeds gently sway in the wind. Everything is so quiet, so still. You see no lights, hear no villagers. The place is a ghost town. There are many wooden stone cottages, several with the doors still open. On the far side is a long log wall, broken only by a large stone portcullis, through which a road winds into an overgrown marsh and beyond into the distance. What would you all like to do?
Honestly, head further into town, maybe find the nearest place to grab some grub.
We were sent here to investigate the fact that, like, everything is missing, right? So we should probably check to see if there's anyone there.
All right, where are y'all going?
Head towards town.
All right. Each of you, give me a logic check.
Logic check.
Oh no, the dice are in progress now.
The dice are in progress. We did it. Roll credits.
All right, and which one's for our logic again? That is 12, right?
Everything's a d12 plus whatever your stat is. Oh no, what'd you get?
Okay, so if we have 2 pips in logic, my Google Chrome crashed, so I couldn't find the PDF again. If we have 2 pips, is that plus 2?
Yes.
I rolled a 3.
Okay.
I rolled an 8.
You rolled an 8?
I rolled an 11 with no logics.
Good lord. Well, 2 of the 3 of you know what's going on. So,
Alice just doesn't care.
Barala, Tat-Dax. You notice tracks in the road, lots of them, but not as deep or as defined as the footprints you now leave. A whole lot of Akoshans left this place recently, but before it rained, the tracks of 2 carts are among them.
You said they're heading away from town?
Yes.
Okay. I think it would still be a good idea to just go peek in town, see if anyone's around. If not, we should come back and follow these.
I definitely agree with that, though I will say I'm quite curious as to what they may have been taking in and out of town.
You find anything?
More than a couple day old tracks. But looks like they left out before it had rained.
Okay. This house doesn't look suspicious at all.
You mean the big overshadowed one?
Yes.
Not foreboding at all. We should certainly go check it out.
You're heading into one of the houses?
Mm-hmm.
Which all of you?
I'll keep guard outside.
Okay.
Yeah, we do need one outside. I'll go in first.
Alrighty.
I'll follow suit.
Barala, Malice, go ahead and get your dice ready.
Get your dice.
You enter to find a fairly typical Okoshan dwelling. The table is set for dinner and a pot of stew sits over the now extinguished fire. Fish stew, most likely. It certainly stinks like it's been sitting there for some time. Give me a where.
Oh, a where what?
Roll. A werewolf.
Oh no.
Dice casualty, one hit the floor.
Oh dear. No.
I've got an 8.
I have a 4. And all right. Then 2 aware pips, so that's 6.
As you rifle through this family's residence, you uncover a small, fancy-looking box under a pile of rags. It was probably hidden there deliberately. You shake it, and you hear something small and metal rattling around inside. Rather than a lock, it seems to be some sort of puzzle box. If you would like to spend a turn attempting to open it, logic. If you would like to take it with you, 1 inventory slot.
Okay, so, Malice, you lovely conversationalist, what do you think we should do with this? It's not that heavy, but there's definitely something rattling inside of it.
I think we take it. We could show it to somebody later on. They may want this.
Yeah, we need more information before we even attempt to open this thing. I'll stuff it in my bag for now.
Could be cursed.
That sounds pretty standard given the circumstances. All right, and I will put it in my inventory. So we have bucks. Puzzle box.
Tat-Dax, is there anything particular you'd like to do while you're just hanging around outside?
Just stand and watch.
Okay.
Keeping an eye on my surroundings.
Other than a few seabirds flying by, you don't really see much of anything. There's a few more huts with the doors left open.
Which, to clarify, is unusual, yes.
Yeah, people back home don't tend to do that.
I think we found everything that we could find in the house. We could probably either continue searching for the sake of searching or step back out.
This place gives me the creeps. We should leave.
A stoic type like you? Scared? I think I'll take that as a proper warning. We'll go ahead and head back out.
Listen, I don't know what you do in your place of residence, but where I'm from, villages are bad news, especially the abandoned ones.
Can't disagree more with that. But I will say that in my village, I cut the meat and serve the meat. So I don't have to worry about the abandoned part. Let's go.
All right, y'all are just standing in the middle of town. What would you like to do?
So it's pretty obvious there's no one left here.
Yeah, but we did find a puzzle box. So at least we got something out of the trip so far. I think we should go to the next house over. There's one with a door open over there. Totally not ominous.
If y'all want to keep searching the houses, you can. I'll hang out here. I think we should follow the tracks, though, as soon as we can.
All right, who all is going in? Just you, Barala?
Yeah, it'll be just me this round.
Okay.
I guess I'll go into a different house, split up and search for clues, as they say.
Okay, so you're going in number 2, and you're going in number 3. Barala, you can tell immediately that this is the hut of a weaver. Everything here is for the craft. Spools of yarn in every color imaginable litter every table, and multiple looms hold half-finished, intricately patterned fabrics. A tapestry hangs on one wall, depicting a scene of 2 entities engaged in combat. One is blue and gold, the other purple and silver, both wielding hammers. Another shows the whole island of Kavoto. The island has a rough crescent shape, though unfortunately no landmarks have been marked. What would you like to do?
Honestly, the tapestry with the island is kind of intriguing. I think I would like to fiddle with that and see if I could maybe pull it off the loom or wall without damaging it.
It's just hanging there.
Okay, then yeah, I'll want to take that off the wall.
Yoink in the big tapestry. This thing's pretty big. If you want to take it, it's going to be 5 inventory spaces.
Let's see. Yeah, I can squeeze that. I would like to take it, because it could be used as it could be useful later, I'm sure.
Okie dokie. You've added to your inventory. Anything else you want to do here?
I would like to see if there are anything in any, like, cupboards, or maybe something to that effect. Maybe find some more gear, or just see if there's any clue as to why everybody left so abruptly.
You don't find any particular clues. However, you do come across a skein of yarn in your favorite color. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is a, like, burgundy, like, darker red.
All right, you want to take a ball of yarn for an inventory slot?
100%. You can't make it my favorite color than ask a question like that. Of course it's coming with me.
All right, you take the yarn.
Okay, and I think I'll head back out after that. I'm pretty sure I found everything I deem interesting or worthy.
Alrighty. Malice, you're up. You walk in and immediately feel on edge. Out of the corner of your eye, you think you see a shadow move through the dim light cast in the window. Quick, dodge. Give me a roll.
That's going to be a 7.
7. All right. You successfully dodge the attack. Before you respond in turn, you realize the assailant is just an Okoshin child. They are wrapped in a tattered robe and shivering cold. They look at you not with aggression, but with fear. What would you like to do?
I would like to motion to the child. Nobody's around, right?
Nope, it's just you two.
Okay, good. Malice is going to try to beckon the child and try to, effectively try to let the child know that it's okay. I'm not going to hurt you.
Roll charm. Actually, wait. You have a particular item in your inventory that boosts your charm roll, right?
I do. It's, should I go ahead and describe it?
Yes.
Malice has a musical instrument. We call it a slide flute, but basically what it looks like, it is like a contrabass ocarina, so roughly a clay cylinder kind of thing, closed at one end, open at the other with some small holes on it and a little aperture sticking off for you to blow into.
Hang on just a second.
This bitch just literally handed me a slide whistle, and this is not what it's supposed to sound like. It's supposed to sound like an actual contrabass. It's just modified because Malice has one fucking arm.
That's fine. Play the slide flute if you want your +1 to charm.
Joke's on you. I can make a slide flute sound half decent.
Okay. Well, then you're gonna have to prove it. Malice, roll charm.
Oh, wait. Am I rolling charm or am I playing first?
Yes.
I'm playing first, and then I'm rolling charm.
Okay.
Oh, fuck yes. That was an 11.
Holy crap!
Hang on, that's an 11 straight. +1 pip for charm. Does that put me at 0 or does that put me at 1? +1.
You add how many to charm?
1 pip plus the item. So that's a, what is that, +2 total?
Yeah, but your perk, if I remember correctly, gives you a -1?
No, Hero of the People gives me a +1 for incotions.
Oh, right.
Here, it. Listen, you don't call a perk Hero of the People and make it a -1.
No, you're Beast Tamer 1.
Oh, right, it does. So that balances out.
Okay. But so what was your dice roll? Because maybe you get a little bit extra.
It was an 11.
Hot damn.
That child is very safe.
It's going to take me a bit to get out of the D20 mindset and to think of an 11 as a good thing.
Well done. The child runs over and hugs you, crying as you comfort them. Mels, add 1 permanent pip to charm.
Yay.
For rolling so well.
Congrats.
Cool, we now have our face of the party.
Right.
All right, you've now got a little kid hugging you. What you want to do?
Where are your parents?
The child does not speak, but kind of holds your hand and leads you out of the hut. And then points nervously at the portcullis in the road leading off into the marsh.
Thank you.
And since I'm outside, I can see this as well. That's not in the direction we came from, right?
No, you came from the docks.
Okay.
Pretty much exactly opposite that is this road that leads off into the wilderness.
Leading? Were those tracks leading towards the marsh?
Yes.
Okay.
They're all headed that way. Kid's pointing there. I think you know which way to go.
Is the kid still with us?
They look a little nervous after pointing out the way. From behind you, the sailor appears. Don't you worry, I'll stay behind and look after the kid. Something bad happened here. But whatever did this isn't likely to come back. You gotta go find those villagers.
Oh good, I was just about to suggest bringing the child to you. Cool.
You've got a signed babysitter. You don't have to bring this little kid with you and like... save their ass from every single thing that happens.
Malice is going to lean in incredibly close to the sailor and do his best to make sure that Tat-Dax or Tac-Dax?
Tat. T-A-T-D-A-X.
Okay, Malice wasn't paying attention. make sure Tat-Dax doesn't hear, and he says, thank you. This child is kids are different from adults. They haven't learned how to hate.
I lean over to Tat Deck and I'm just like, I was not expecting this of him.
Oh, y'all don't hear this shit.
The sailor just kind of gives you a salute and says, all right, I'll do my best.
This man is freaked out.
Yes.
A minute ago, I threatened his life, and now I'm, like, I'm imparting wisdom on him.
Children are great.
Yes. All right, what do you all want to do?
We need to follow these tracks.
Let's say it's about time to start hoofing it.
Alrighty, headed out the village?
Mm-hmm. Yup.
You trudge through the swamp, the path obscured by vines and flooded with brackish water. Most sunlight has been blocked out by the canopy of willows. An unpleasant stench and the buzzing of insects continually assaults your senses. You're not having a particularly good time. Each of you, give me a roll for aware and a roll for dodge and add them together.
Dodge, terrifying. Okay.
Oh!
Oh, no. So which one was we rolling for first?
Hey, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Would this technically count as a dodge?
No, you're not doing a combat dodge, you're just using that stat.
So we're rolling 2d12 plus dodge plus aware?
I suppose, yes.
Okay, cool. I rolled a 19.
Okay.
I rolled a 1 and a 7 with 1 dodge and 2 aware.
What's that put you at?
Let's see, 8, 11.
11.
I got a 9.
Oh no.
Poor Malice.
Malice. You lose your step in the muck and slip down a hill into a shallow pit of sticks and leaves. Much to your misfortune, you find yourself in a pit of acid snakes. None too pleased to have been disturbed. Everyone, roll initiative.
What's initiative again?
D12 plus your dodge.
5 and 1 dodge, 6.
You have an ability, I believe, Baralla.
Let's see. Am I just selecting which one I'm using for the circumstance?
The initiative-related one.
Oh, okay. Let's see, 6. If you roll an even or on even numbers, you automatically go first. Hey, and I got a 6. I'm first.
I've got 5 snakes here. We rolled 12, 10, 9, 6, and 1.
Hey, I get to go before one of the snakes. I rolled a 5.
All right. What you doing with your combat turn?
I would like to just do a standard attack for D12 plus prowess.
Against a particular snake? Just give me a number, 1 through 5.
3.
3. You're attacking snake number 3. Go ahead and roll your attack roll.
7.
I got a 7 as well.
And then I have 2 strength in that, which is... Oh, wait, no, prowess, not strength. 1 prowess, so 8.
You hit the snake for a point of damage.
Hey.
That was a particularly good roll on that snake's part.
Yeah.
They're very slippery. All right, who's next? I believe somebody rolled a 12.
That would be me.
All right, you're up.
I'm going to pull my hammer and take a swing at snake number 1.
Snake number 1. Go ahead and attack.
I rolled a 12. Not a natural 12, but a 12.
I got a 7. Your attack hits. What's your weapon damage?
11.
11?
11.
Snake takes 4 points. Next is snake number 5.
Okay, so this is outside my turn now, so now I'm also going to use my We Never Bluff, where I strike the nearest character, which is going to be one of the snakes, once per combat round, dealing 2 damage plus my positive strength stack without allowing them to block or dodge.
All right, that would be snake number 2.
So that's 5 damage.
5 damage on the snake. Y'all kicking these snakes' ass.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of snakes, number 5 is going after Malice for dropping in their pit. Are you blocking or dodging?
I'm going to dodge, actually.
You're dodging? All right, roll dodge.
That's going to be a 12 total.
Well, the snake rolled a 1, so you dodged the attack successfully. Who rolled next in initiative? I guess a bunch of snakes go, and then, what'd you get, Malice, for initiative?
I got a 5 total.
Okay, so, like, 3 of these snakes go, and then you, and then one more snake. Snake number 1 is also attacking Borala. Are you going to dodge or block?
I'm going to block.
Okay.
Let's see. Set that one for mine.
What is your block stat?
My block stat is...
resistance plus strength. No roll.
Okay, so 2 resistance, 2 strength, so 4.
That's 4. If you would like, you can use your shield. Roll a d12 and take the highest number between that.
Okay. I'll use my shield. I'll roll for it. I didn't roll it in the floor. Haha.
Haha.
5.
5. That's a real bummer, because the snake rolled a 6. Yay! So, you take a single point of damage.
Okay.
The bite of these snakes causes a stinging, itching burn. Each time you're hit, check Will.
Which Will? Feral? Smith?
Teehee hoo hoo ha.
Alright, 2.
2.
And then, so...
you rolled a 2?
Yep.
Take 1 more point of damage.
Lovely.
So Smith, got it.
No, I'm partial to Wheaton.
Alright, snake number 4 is attacking, and it is attacking Malice. Are you blocking or dodging?
Oh, I'm gonna go ahead and dodge. That's gonna be a 13.
You super duper dodged the attack. I got a 4.
All these snakes are moving in fucking slow motion for me. All
right, snake number 2 is attacking Tat-Dak. Are you blocking or dodging?
I'm blocking.
All right. I don't know your block stat off the top of my head. 6? Well, I got a 1. So the snake just kind of dangles off your armor ineffectually.
Oh, no, it does not. I blocked all damage, so it ends combat and runs away.
Oh, you just scared the snake off?
Yup.
All right, that's one of the snakes dealt with. Excellent. You just kind of growl at the snake, and it's like, nope.
It tries to bite me, realizes it can't, and runs.
Now this is finally your turn.
Wait, it's my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Yay. I'm going, and my gel arm isn't, I'm going to turn my gel arm into the arm blade. And just slowly walk up to the snake all cool-like and just say, this is for ruining my day.
The snake gives you the side eye. Go ahead and roll your attack.
That's going to be an 11.
Hot damn. Well, you definitely hit... what's your weapon damage?
5.
5. All right, snake takes 2 points damage. Yay.
Your day was good before this?
That's what I'm saying. He didn't seem very chipper to start with.
All right, listen. Back to the top. Borala, your turn.
All right. Is there any way that I can pull Malice out of the pit? Maybe...
if you want, you can spend your round trying to pull him out. Would you like to do that?
I think that's what I'll do.
Okay, check dodge.
Dodge. Okay, 1, and... hey, floor, that's mine.
Chronic floor dice, huh?
Yeah, my aim is bad.
You know, you should really see a doctor about that.
Ooh, we got a 6.
6. Total?
No, 7.
7? You just barely make it. You pull Malice out of the snake pit. All the snakes are very angrily hissing at you. Technically, none of them can get at you right now. So, who was next in initiative?
That would be me. I'm hopping into the snake pit.
Excellent! I was not expecting that. I'm very pleased. What you doing?
I'm hopping into the snake pit and swinging at the closest snake.
Alright, that would be snake number 5.
Cool. Snake number 5 is getting swung at with my hammer.
Okay.
That's a prowess check, so...
roll me an attack.
10.
Well, I got a 1, so it definitely connects. And
so
your
that's
weapon
11 points of damage again.
So 11 minus 1 will be 10. You obliterate the snake. Snake number 5 is dealt with.
Maybe I should start carrying a hammer now.
Hammers are nice.
All right, you're the only one in the pit, so now the snakes are especially pissed off.
Good, let's go, bitch.
All right, snake number 1 is attacking. Are you blocking or dodging?
Block.
All right, what you got? 6?
6, yeah.
It fails. All right, snake number 4 is going to attempt to attack you.
Remember, they run away if they fail.
Oh, snap. That's right. All right, that's one snake dealt with. Snake number 4 failed to hit. So is it gone as well?
If it... Yeah.
All right, you're just scaring the shit out of these snakes.
So when I hopped into the pit and smashed one, I just screamed angrily. And these snakes are fucking fleeing.
I love it. Final snake. Let's see if I can get, what is it, above a 6?
Above a 6. That's all you gotta do. It's a 50-50 shot on a D12. Come on.
Oh, I got exactly a 6.
Okay, well, no, that's still, because that, it's...
Oh, that's a hit. Oh, that is a hit. That's 2 points of damage to you.
Wait, I thought it's gotta get above my block.
Oh, never mind, it doesn't. I thought you said
so it would have to be a 7 or above.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it still runs away.
It still fails. Defeat themselves.
That is insane.
The largest of the snakes have been vanquished and the remainder slither away. Each of you gain 1 pip. You may do whatever you want with it. You can just hold on to it for later if you want.
I think I'm gonna do that.
Alright. Everybody give me an aware check.
Wait.
That's not good. 3 and then 2, we got 5.
I rolled it incorrectly because roll 20 is weird about things.
Do you not just have dice?
No. I don't have room to roll dice.
Oh, dear.
Honestly, mine's hitting the floor is because I'm rolling on my binder.
But the nice thing with roll 20 is I also don't have to do the math. I'm setting it up that I click a single button and it does the math for me.
Gotcha. What did you roll?
I just rolled an 11.
God dang. Mels, how about you?
I rolled a 13.
All right, you got the highest. Malice, in the empty snake nest, you just barely notice something glimmering in the sparse sunlight. Approaching carefully, it appears to be a handful of crystals. You gain 2 clear and 2 dull crystals. All righty, everybody got all their new stuff, all this new loot on their sheets?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So do we all gain that?
No, just Malice.
No, okay. That's, yeah,
you all get the pip. All,
the rest of us just got the pip. Yeah, okay.
Arguably, the pip is a bigger deal, but, you know, the cherry on top. You continue along the road until it abruptly ends at the bank of a river. The current looks awfully strong. The remnants of a wooden bridge lie broken and burnt. What will you do?
Can I investigate the bridge? I would like to see if I could tell where the fire was started. Well, first of all, how big's the river, creek, water, body?
I'd say maybe a good, like, 20 feet across.
Hmm.
Can I try and see if I can tell what direction the fire was started in?
Sure. Give me a logic check.
I rolled a 5.
Oh, not quite good enough.
Nope. That's a burnt bridge.
It sure is a burnt bridge.
I couldn't tell from over here.
Malice is going to go and investigate.
Also investigating? I guess check logic, too.
And while they're investigating, I think I'm going to try to find, also investigate, but for a way across.
It's mostly just the foliage around you. The rapids are looking pretty strong.
That was going to be my question on how deep is the river? Can we just ford it?
it seems to be not too terribly deep. It's not like a huge river.
Are there trees on the other side?
Yeah, the scenery continues as normal. It just looks like this was a part of the path interrupted by the bridge being out.
Are there any rocks on the other side or rocks I could manipulate in the river?
Some small ones.
But not enough to build a bridge and get over it.
Probably not. They're only maybe like a foot across. Not boulders or anything.
I'm going to open my bag, pull out my rope with the grappling hook and attempt to grapple onto a overhanging tree to try to swing over.
Okay, give me a dodge roll.
I rolled a 15!
What'd you get?
15 with a nat 12.
All right, you handily secure your hook over an overhanging branch. It looks to be pretty sturdy, enough to handle the weight of any one of you.
Okay, well, good shot. That's one way across. I think I'm gonna watch you make that attempt first.
Yeah, let's go. I'm not swinging across.
You're swinging across?
Mm-hmm. I ain't scared of this shit.
Give me a dodge roll. A lot of acrobatics happening here.
Good thing I'm a flippy motherfucker. 8.
Okay, good. You're halfway across the arc of your swing. Go ahead and roll one more time.
11.
You successfully swung across the river. Tarzaned it.
Slow claps from the side of the riverbed.
I turn around and I'm like, all right, who's next? And I swing the rope back across.
Okay, who catches the rope?
I assume that's going to... Malice is going to catch the rope and then hand it off to Borala and just shake his head. Look at how far of a trees? How far is the other side?
It's about 20 foot across this river.
What's the, I forget, because I don't have it written down. I don't think we ever had it written down. What's the range on my arm?
About 30 feet.
30?
You could use your arm to swing across, just like with the rope.
Oh, I'm absolutely 100... swing across, or am I, like, just attaching it to something on the opposite end of a river and just, boo?
You could attempt that, but keep in mind that's you holding up your entire body weight with one arm.
But if I go really fast...
Okay. Is that what you'd like to do? Just kind of stretch your arm and Mr. Fantastic your way across?
Yeah, that was something we talked about me being able to do.
Okay. Like I said, you got to support the rest of your body weight, so go ahead and roll me strength.
Okay. That's going to be a 9.
Okay, that is perfectly good to attach your arm on the other side somewhere, grab onto some branch, and start pulling. Now let's do a dodge to make sure you don't, like, trip yourself up.
11.
11. You have successfully crossed the river. Borala, you're the only one on this side. What you want to do?
Can I shadow step across?
I very much think that you can. After all, the canopy of trees is covering the ground quite a bit in shadow.
Perfect.
So you can just zoop on over.
Yep.
Okay. Well, if they're both over here, I yoink the rope down and make sure I put it back in my pack.
Okay. You get your rope and hook back.
Malice just kind of nods and grunts, just, mm-hmm.
The three of you have successfully crossed, but while you're still catching your breath, you hear a rustling of leaves, then a roar. A heartwood gorilla charges out of the brush. The beast has silvery fur stained green and brown from the swampy terrain, and the biomechanical blasters on its fist glow green as they begin to charge. It eyes you down and paces back and forth. Inconveniently, it's standing directly on the road leading out of the marsh. Let me drop a picture in chat of gorilla.
Oh, shit, that looks sweet. That looks metal as hell, literally.
It's from the art book. What y'all gonna do?
I'm gonna try to charm it.
Okay, give me a roll for charm.
Okay. That's gonna be a 12 total.
Well, holy snot. Okay. The gorilla grunts, staring at you, and then just kind of assesses that you're not a threat and wanders off into the brush. As you see it wandering away, there are two little baby gorillas behind it. Perhaps it's best to leave this family alone. After all, now you're free to travel the road again.
Being a hunter has its advantages.
You just pat Malice on the back. Very nice.
You just dodged an entire combat encounter.
At Borala's touch, Malice flinches.
Lesson learned.
You're lucky 2 seconds later and I would have charged it.
Yep, it's a good thing that you did that in the order that you did. or it could have gone poorly.
Oh, that was such a good save. Oh my god.
This is a mean gorilla. That was a lot tougher than those snakes were.
Listen, Malice literally has a perk that called Beast Tamer that says that he is better with animals than people.
All right.
That just checks out.
Are y'all continuing on?
Yeah, let's go.
Excellent. The vegetation of the swamp finally clears and you find yourselves at the edge of a tall crag overlooking a large valley of reddish-brown dirt. The ground is sopping wet, the loose soil made soft by a recent rainstorm. An Akoshan village sits in its basin, dotted with thatched roof huts. You have arrived at the Village of Clay. Thank you for listening to the Dice in Progress podcast. For more information, you can find us at diceinprogress.com or on Blue Sky at dicepod.bisky.social. You can follow me on Blue Sky at friggin.bisky.social.
You can find me at mels-adair at bisky.social.
You can find me on the Fediverse at puzzler at zoner.work and on Blue Sky at puzzler.bsky.zoner.work. I also stream on Twitch at twitch.tv/puzzler995.
Dice in Progress is not affiliated with Red Star Games, but we would like to shout them out for developing the system we've played today. You can find them at redstargames.org to support their work and download Heroes of the Stars to play yourselves. Until next time, keep rolling!